This is a Sichuan News Update. The first week of March marks Open Education Week, and facing rising education costs, Bank Rand University's Students' Union put a spin on the classic Scholastic Book Fair, hosting their first zero-cost textbook fair.
Today we are doing a sort of Scholastic Book Fair type style of an event, just to introduce students to the zero textbook cost program that we're doing here at VIU.
That was Brandy Klee, the Director of External Relations for the VIU SU. At the upper cafeteria of the Nanaimo campus of Bank Rand University, VIU-SU showcased the different textbooks professors, instructors, and students could use at zero cost. To help alleviate the rising cost in daily life for a university student, Klee says they want to educate professors and students about the vast options of Open Education Resources, or OERs. OERs are learning and teaching materials that reside in the public domain or under open license copyright.
Students have been saying that textbooks are extremely costly and sometimes not even necessary for them to pass their classes with flying colors, unfortunately. Some people are spending, again, $200 just to have these quizzes or little information that you could be looking up through free access educational resources, and saving $200.
As a student of Women and Gender Studies and Political Science, Klee says she knows how hard additional textbook costs can be for students. Beyond the cost of tuition, she herself has spent hundreds of dollars every semester on textbooks alone.
Easily $300. I would say I take three classes and at least two of them will be at $150 cost for one of the newer textbooks.
Along with OER textbooks, OERs come with resources like additional study materials for students and lesson plans for professors, all at no cost.
It's amazing that the variety that there is, because you have things from multimedia to chemistry to psychology. There is a variety of different open educational resources that professors can utilize to save students money. And in addition to that, Open Educational Resources provides additional articles or the ability for certain levels of open education so that professors can take some chapters out of textbooks to utilize that while it still is free for both the professor and not violating copyright law.
There are currently 97 different course offerings at Bank Rand University this winter semester that have indicated that they will have zero textbook costs, with more courses indicating that they will be offered in the future semesters with zero textbook costs as well. BC Campus is an organization that works to improve British Columbia's public post-secondary sector by developing and sharing innovative teaching and learning materials for professors, instructors, and students. Ariana Shoveldave is a coordinator for open education at BC Campus.
Somebody once described open education advocates as like evangelicals. I love saying, have you heard the word about open textbooks? Like, yeah, it's a calling. It's something people get really into and spend a lot of time on off the side of their desk because they're really passionate about it.
She says right now they're focusing on helping professors and instructors understand what an OER is and how it could benefit their students.
We want instructors to understand that this is a win-win, because students save money on textbooks and then they have more money to register for more courses and then they are more likely to complete their degrees.
Their BC Open Collection has over 300 textbooks available to access and use at no cost. The subjects range from trades and tourism to biology and computer science. While Shovel Dave says not every open textbook is created equal, the BC Open Collection has a rating system for each of the books, as well as solicited reviews from subject matter experts.
So instructors can look at what their peers have said and decide for themselves if this book is going to be worth their time.
Shovel Dave says they understand that not every class can use an open textbook, but she hopes educators will take the time to see what is already available to see if their course could make the switch to free alternatives. Another BC campus-led project that's kicking off at VIU this semester is their Cost Indicators Project. Rebecca Short, project manager at BC Campus, describes it.
And so we're here because VIU actually is one of the six institutions in BC that currently has cost indicators and is using them. So they've implemented the ZTC indicator, which is zero textbook cost. So when students go to register for a course, it will come up if an educator has let the registrar know, like, students do not have to pay for a textbook either because there's no textbook for this course, or they're using open educational resources or library resources, so there's no cost for textbook, it will come up with the indicator ZTC.
The project started this winter semester at VIU. Recently, BCIT, Vancouver Community College, University of the Fraser Valley, Kwantlen Polytechnic University, and Thompson Rivers University have also started using ZTC indicators.
The purpose of the project is to make sure that students have as much information as they can prior to registering for a course so that they can budget and plan accordingly. And that helps with retention and student experience in school.
Short says having the indicator will help students better budget for their semester by knowing there won't be any additional costs for textbooks once the semester starts.
I think they're really excited to hear about that because we know that there are courses where you are going to have to pay for a textbook. And I think they recognize that too. And so having this option just to help them plan and to be transparent about the costs and giving that information to them up front, I think they're really excited about is what we've heard.
Short says they remember being a student and the amount of money she needed to spend just on textbooks alone.
I commiserate with them and I keep telling them the stories of the $450 art textbook or art history textbook I had to buy that is still sitting in my parents' basement 10 years now because I just can't get rid of it. I know the number that is associated with that. It feels like throwing away $400 and I can't do it. I get it. Yeah.
She says that if she had access to zero cost textbooks during her bachelor's degree, that would have made a huge impact on her and meant she could have paid off her student loans sooner.
My bachelor's was anthropology and sociology, so every single course I took had a textbook. I remember I dropped out of one of my sociology courses because the list we got on the first day with the syllabus was about 8 books long. And I was like, I can't, there's no way. I'm using student loans to pay for this. There's no way I can afford all of these. And I ended up taking that course, same course, but in a different term with a different instructor. And I only had to buy one textbook. So like, To me, this information up front in planning would have saved me a lot of time. I could have registered for other courses in that block. Like, I just see the value in that.
Short says during their visits to different post-secondary schools, they're hoping to hear from students about the cost of textbooks and how a ZTC indicator could benefit them.
We're hoping to hear from students and then be able to share that information with faculty to show how important it is, because this isn't policy, it's not mandatory. So we're hoping to gather what information we can to share with faculty to show this is really important and encourage them to use it.
More information about open education resources and the Cost Indicators Project can be found on bccampus.ca. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.